a series of greenhouses that would provide fresh vegetables for Churchill residents on a year-round basis was one of the latest projects of Mr. Walter Choman, unit manager of the Northern Manpower Corps. Mr. Choman had been in contact with Dr. Joe Campbell at the University of Manitoba Horticultural Department on the feasibility of establishing such a facility at Churchill.
Dr. Campbell from University of Manitoba has had some experimental work in electrically heated greenhouses with a plastic dome covering on it, and I've just sent an inquiry to see how feasible it would be for this area.
Come on in. You fogged right up, didn't you?
Yeah.
People don't understand that we just went in from the subarctic into the tropics like that. And it's the amount of sunlight we get. Isn't that nuts? Like, I can't even look out my glasses now. They're just completely fogged up as soon as I park.
All right, so this is The Grocer. The Grocer is a brand. They're based out of Ottawa and Iqaluit, and they design these modular sea can hydroponics gardens. Lots of the little parts are super simple stuff that you can buy at a hardware store.
1,000 liters, I guess, or so.
Like the pumps and everything are nothing fancy. They're not specifically designed for hydroponics. The only thing that is in here that's really specific to hydroponics is nitrogen, phosphorus,
the brain,
and the nutrient system.
The ratio selected for that is for leafy green growth.
The lights are kind of like
leafy green foods,
like the real juicy bit. Like they make up a bulk of the cost of the unit. They're 60 LED fixtures in here, and they're
as the plants pull the nutrients out of the water, your water growing leaf gets green.
So yeah, they're the juicy bit of what is really happening in here. But the rest is simple. Like you know, the rest you can easily do at home.
Yeah. It's pushing 40 in here.
Oh, yeah. It's too hot.
And we're not using anything. There's no electricity or anything. It's just the amount of sunshine.
Yeah, so we repurposed the bathtubs. And the beauty of it is that they naturally drain, of course, because they've got a drain under it. So we might put a little bit of substrate, gravel at the very bottom to just allow it to drain more freely. And of course it doesn't rust because it's enameled and they're free. So it gives us, you know, 18 inches, 2 feet of dirt that will warm up with the air temperature. And that's a great advantage that we have.
It just goes in there and it's all
growing like that.
All of the concrete up, all of the, like Wally was saying, the tubs, the reason we're using tubs is the ground all around the tub.
Well, again, like I'd say the main way that this is different from a greenhouse is that we're using artificial light. So we can control when the lights are on and when they're off. So green growth or vegetative growth needs 18 hours of daylight and 6 hours of darkness, which Churchill is a place that swings heavily, daylight and darkness hours, season to season. So what's excellent about this is that the climate's fully controlled, the light's fully controlled, so we can do it all year round. You know, we'd really struggle. Even if we had a heated greenhouse, but we were using natural light, like it would be a struggle. We only have a day that's about 6 or 7 hours long in Churchill, and it's not even the brightest of days. You know, the sun stays very low in the sky. And then, like I said, full temperature control, full control over what the plants are eating. I mean, there are lots of greenhouses that exist that use hydroponics, but still use that light. Like, I think that's really,
really
big
a hold
in
here last few days.
Places that are really into greenhouse
what
growing.
Was there, and
yeah.
I got my
but yeah, so then, yeah, the only other thing is that it's hydroponics, so there's no dirt.
Hinged, so you don't have to put something up all the time. If I keep it open all the time, then when it's below zero, it could freeze the plants.
Yeah.
The temperature can be quite dramatic.
It's coming out of the forest, which is more or less the oven when the soil's all warmed up.
Yeah. So it's not a continental climate. So much like Winnipeg would have. It's a mix of, if it's coming from that southern direction, yes, then we can get very warm temperatures. But if it's coming off the bay, then it's very cool temperatures.
Yeah, it's a little different than traditional growing. But the bonus here is that we're giving the roots exactly what they want. So what happens in outdoor growing or in dirt growing is like the roots start to search. Once they've exhausted everything in an area, they grow more roots. Whereas they hit like a root happy place in the hydroponics, they don't have to focus much more attention on root growth because they're getting what they need, so they can focus on above growth, and the bub growth is the part we like because that's the part that we eat. So it took me a while to figure out was I that even though like it looks like a laboratory in here, like it's clean,
sure, like
it's
a real horticulturist would probably be like,
everything is all in a row, you know, like it's not like a typical dirt garden about, or I'm
which
sure
is probably true
some of those, like,
but
like
yeah, some of the craziest
gardens are very unruly,
you know what I mean,
with
these lights
with
the crazy
water, the way that it is,
like,
you know, so even though it looks like a laboratory, I struggle from some of the same things that like traditional growers struggle with. Like I had a moth that lived in here last summer and ate like about 7 to 10 plants a week I was losing to a moth. And like I would, if it flew, it, like if it flies, it dies is what I would say to anyone that was in here. If you see something flying, kill it. You know,
up, and then when this property came up, well, it's a natural appendage to the lodge to be able to grow your own produce and then have it as a tour facility as well. And hopefully next year we'll have some students up here. We just put some apple trees in there and you'll see those as well. It'll be the first fruit trees ever in Churchill and this far north, growing apples, you know, 60 miles from the Nunavut border along the Hudson Bay coastline.
Yeah.
There's other things that you'll see in there as well, novelty stuff that's planted for, you know, just for the thrill of it.
Of course, we're aware of a provincial study which was released about a month ago or a month and a half ago, and it mentioned something about greenhouses in the north. Was this where the idea first originated?
I would say so. It came out of the Manitoba University. I'm sort of sure it is. I know there's been a big research center set up for this specific purpose, and they have delved into the idea of greenhouses in the north.
I first came to Churchill in the year 2000. I was a University of Manitoba co-op student, and I worked as the program coordinator for the Churchill Northern Study Center for about 6 months, and definitely like fell in love with Churchill, really liked like the pace of life here and the style and stuff, but I was still like right early on in my university career, so it was like wasn't so on my radar to be like, oh, I need to stay there or whatever, you know. It was just like maybe I can figure out a way to get back. Eventually we drifted back to Churchill. And then in the airport, Leanne, who's the science coordinator here, bumped into me and she was like, okay, so we have this thing coming. I couldn't talk about it before, but I can talk about it now because it's definitely coming. But I think it would be a really good fit for you. My boyfriend and I had dabbled in some home gardening, indoor stuff like at our cabin and everything, artificial lights, nutrients. And so I had a little bit of experience, but never hydroponics. So we had some negotiations back and forth about what this job might look like, and yeah, so 2017, I'm back at the study center after like almost 2 decades, and but I'm doing something completely different.
I've been here for 40 years. My neighbor Dave Bailey, we were school buds in Gordon Bell High School in Winnipeg. My parents were both farmers, but they were living in the city at the time, and his parents both came from Churchill and were living in the city at the time, and it was just natural that we felt out of place. And eventually he said, I want to go back to Churchill, and I came very quickly after him, and we both worked for Calm Air for a few years and in various places and settled into tourism, both of us.
Yeah.
To go back to, you know, what a question that people often ask, you know, why do you go to Churchill? Why did you come here? We know the answer to that question right away, and that's the sense of freedom that you enjoy coming up here, especially out of the crowded city, and we never really looked back. And he's still my neighbor, by the way. He lives next door, and we do some work together with both dog mushers. But I would just credit my parents, and you know, they were immigrants. My mom and dad both came from Eastern Europe. They suffered during the Second World War, and my dad actually came before the Second World War. So they had a rough and tumble attitude, and I get it done attitude, very practical. And that, I think, was part of what I've inherited.
If it proves economically feasible, there's always the possibility that the fresh produce might be marketed here in Churchill and then shipped north again.
Yes, that's, I think, a very good possibility, because I don't feel the northern community have any fresh produce of this type, and if we could market them out of this area here and produce enough, and I sort of have a feeling that production can be achieved on an economical basis enough to ship up further north or even in the local community.
The
apples that actually, they were little buds when we brought them up, but look at how big they gotten already, just in the last couple of weeks.
I grew up around gardening. Yeah, my parents, even though we were in the city, we had land out in the country.
Yeah.
So my dad ran an apiary business, so I was chasing bees around for a long time. We had up to 35 hives when I was a teenager, or preteen teenager. And then we had a garden out in near Beausejour.
Some different types of pumpkin and zucchini. And up top there, you'll see our beans and peas starting to go up against that wall. And then we've got some carrots that are just starting to emerge. You know, the greens, you know, radishes, lettuces, Swiss chards. Sometimes we do a lot of green onions and beans and peas and such. That'll populate the salad.
The idea is, I have herb offerings every week for my home subscription service. There's a couple of restaurants that are opening right away that really love basil. They'll literally buy it by two giant bread bags full each week. So I'm kind of ramping up my basil, but cilantro is popular. We've got some really nice dill.
Yeah, this system is designed
basil.
We do part
for greens.
We just put in yesterday.
So the number of plants that are in here, how much it costs to turn the lights on, blah blah blah. Like, so it's profitable for greens. They take three times as long. They also need to, you need to have plant sex with all of them, because you're not going to just put bees
that,
in here or whatever, I don't know.
Come in here, and when we open the doors like this, especially when the mosquito season or the bug season starts, the tomatoes, we just shake the plants because they just self-pollinate. But yeah, there's trees and a few other things that will need some pollination.
Okay.
We actually got a supply of monarch butterflies that are coming up. So we will have them release in here, and then I'm going to either have to put screen on there or do something here, I'm not sure yet.
And there was definite interest, so like the week after that was when we started the very first launch box, which is what we call the subscription service. So we started with 10, and then the next week we had 20, and then by summer, last summer, we had between 30 and 40, and then that actually held. Like, I was shocked that held through most of the winter. And I'm actually, like, surprisingly enough, I might have to cap it, like, at some point, because the numbers won't add up to be able to do the cafeteria.
Yeah, and the temperature isn't an issue. I mean, we'll technically have temperatures as cold as Winnipeg, but it's the wind. So being in the greenhouse, I don't think it'll fail, and, you know, unless it's just with the plant itself. But it's done my research, and I think it'll work well here.